You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with both Milan and Misha Cortestani, the co-founders of the independent record label, Gwen Records. Gwen Records launched its first collaborative hip-hop album this month, titled Uncharted, featuring 14 exciting tracks by a variety of contemporary artists. Gwen Records provides first-class production, promotion, and distribution for undiscovered artists of all genres. The Uncharted album release marks the first of many music ventures for this West Coast record label. Milan and Misha, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And you're both more than welcome. So tell us, for starters, what ignited the spark in you to start a new business venture, and how did the idea for Gwen Records come about to kick things off today?
Sure. So my sister and I have always had a passion for music, actually. And, you know, we've always attended lots of concerts as kids and even now. And, you know, it started with me, and I always loved seeing the performers and how much fun they had on stage and engaging with the audiences. But unfortunately, I'm not a rapper and don't have that kind of talent. So I haven't had the opportunity to do that yet. But I realized pretty quickly that there was a way to be involved in the music industry without having to be the musician yourself. And so I figured I would try my hand at creating a label and essentially playing middleman within the industry. So I had contacted a college friend at the time who was an artist herself, and I asked her if she thought the idea was plausible. And she said that, you know, if I could find the talent and utilize connections to get the music that I was going to make heard, it would be very possible. And so that same day, I contacted several artists and producers. I found an amazing sound engineer. And just like that, we started playing middleman, essentially, between all these different players to create music. And after that, it wasn't long before I asked Misha to join. I found that along the way, I was sending her almost every song I was working on. And she had a major influence on all the songs, and some in particular, you know, I would say, you know, I think this one is great. I think it's a fine song. And she would say, no, let's try to do this or try this different way, or let's have the writer, you know, or the artist try different lyrics. And so many of the songs were coming back so much better than I had originally, you know, that I had already thought were great and were finished products. She improved them exponentially. So I realized pretty quickly that I wanted to have her do this with me, especially because she was also such a large influence in my music taste. You know, she's my older sister, and so ever since, you know, my taste in music is essentially her taste in music. She introduced me to so many of the artists I listen to, and her and my mother both, they helped shape the music I listen to. And so we started doing this together, and it's been pretty great. And so just, we wanted to have our debut album be that old school sound that we were fans of, that Misha introduced me to. And that's what we did with this album. So we're just hoping the world still wants to hear that type of sound.
Awesome. Great stuff there. Now, Misha, how has it been launching a record label and going into business with your sibling? And how did you make this business relationship work?
Well, launching a record label together has been great because it has made Milan and I a lot closer as siblings. We both have a large passion for music, as Milan said, and since we were younger, our parents would play songs by Madonna, Louis Armstrong, all the way to Barry White in the car. So we were always surrounded by great music, which later on sparked our interest in the industry. And our business relationship works quite well because we both have different skill sets that complement each other quite well. So while we understand that this isn't something that can be done solo, and as a result, we by working together, we can make Gwen Records all that we aspire it to be, which is great.
Now, Milan, why did you decide to make Uncharted a collaborative album, and how did you go about selecting each of the artists?
Sure. So the goal with making Uncharted a collaborative album was to essentially take the following and the audience that each artist had and use that to create a larger audience as a whole for the album, while bringing the label exposure as well. So each artist has their different sound, and by combining all these different sounds on an album, we were able to attract listeners who are attracted to all these different sounds. And that's what we hoped will help get us started. And as for selecting each artist, each one's a different story. You know, some of them sent us demos, and we found demos that we liked and just worked them and mastered and mixed them a little differently, whereas others we created them from scratch. You know, we worked with the producers to find the sound that we liked to create an instrumental, and then we found the artist that we thought would fit that. So a few of the tracks were just, you know, they were demos, some were created from scratch, but they were all mixed and mastered by, we have a really good sound engineer and a great team that worked on the entire album.
Today we're joined by both Milan and Misha Cortestani, the co-founders of the independent record label Gwen Records. The Uncharted album release marks the first of many music ventures for this West Coast record label here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Misha, what would you say are the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur? Shifting gears a little here.
I'd say the first would be to really never put anything off. That's a great skill that all entrepreneurs need. I think what makes the difference between someone with an idea and an entrepreneur is the execution of the idea. There's so much time to doubt or question if it'll work, that if you never get started, you'll let all those fears crush your idea before you ever get started. And the second, we'd say it's important to have the drive to make a change for the better in an industry. In our case, we wanted to facilitate the process for artists to receive first-class help in production and to build a community in which each artist can help promote one another. And our third piece of advice would be we really prioritize communication at Gwen Records. Thus far, we have responded to hundreds of messages from undiscovered artists who are sharing their music with us. It's important to encourage people, especially our new generation, to continue working on creative projects and sharing them with each other. And so we try to take away the barrier between our position and the label and those who are seeking help to become discovered at Gwen Records.
Misha, good advice there. Now, Milan, what three pieces of advice would you give to college students who want to become entrepreneurs?
Sure. So, again, I would say that it's really important to just get started with what you can immediately. You know, lots of college students have really great ideas, but they're so busy being a student that they don't make time to, you know, start their entrepreneurial ventures. And, you know, I think college is actually an amazing time to get to explore your passions. And, you know, being on a university campus or a college campus, you are given so many resources to actually help you get started with your ventures. So I think it's just important to, you know, start immediately and use what you can to get started, because, you know, there's so many people around you who are willing to help in college and all the resources that the school provides. The second would be to reach out to other students who may be working on different businesses or who have passions that can help in your work. For example, if you need a logo design, there are lots of students who study graphic design and can work with you to create a unique logo. There's students who, you know, in our case, are musicians who, you know, even if they're just going to listen to your song or your demo and just, you know, give you advice on what they like or their taste, it's all, you know, there's so many people around you who can help. So it's always great to reach out and involve people where you can. Our final piece of advice would be, you know, not to be afraid of failing or mistakes. As entrepreneurs, you should always be learning and improving. And, you know, sometimes you'll start out with a product or an idea of what you want to do, and it might not be what ends up working or being successful, but it's a great starting point to perhaps your next idea or helping to develop that idea into something greater. So it's just important to not be afraid of the failure and just seeing it as a stepping stone into the next idea.
And excluding yours, what company, record label, or producers do you admire the most?
One record label we actually really admire is Interscope Records, which includes producers like Dr. Dre, Kanye, and DJ Khaled. Dr. Dre brings more of that old school rap. He started that whole movement, and so we really look up to him and his work. It's inspiring to see a label that can support such a wide range of genres and artists like Interscope Records. So we're also really inspired by individuals in Interscope Records like Jimmy Iovine, who has personally worked with artists such as Stevie Nicks and Lady Gaga, while also having Dr. Dre, who introduced rappers like Eminem into the industry. So each artist disrupted the industry in their own unique way, and we really admire the creativity that Interscope Records houses.
Well, it certainly has been a joy to have you both on the program. Quite inspiring, and you've been able to accomplish so much at an early age, and we thank you for taking the time to be with us here today and lend some advice from your experience so far. Much appreciated. In conclusion, what's next for Gwyn Records?
Sure. Thank you so much for having us as well. As for the for Gwyn Records, we just released our Uncharted album yesterday, and that is that's the collaboration album we were talking about. There's 14 songs on it. It's definitely worth checking out. There's definitely something there for everyone. But after this album, we're planning on releasing a few singles sporadically here and there, exploring some different genres like electronic and pop, but we'll of course be releasing more albums hopefully soon.
Exciting times, no doubt, and I'm sure you're quite excited about your recent launch of the Uncharted album, which is the first of many, and certainly here at EPN, we wish you nothing but the best. Where can listeners get all the details on Gwyn Records and be in touch accordingly?
Thank you so much. And yes, we are available. Well, everyone can listen to our music on all platforms. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Tidal, all the platforms, you can name it. We also have our website, gwynrecords.com, with all news. It's updated every day. All our contact information is there for any demos that anyone wants to send in to us, or if anyone has any questions, you can contact info@gwynrecords.com. And yeah, we are also all over social media.
Again, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with both Milan and Misha Cortestani, the co-founders of the independent record label Gwyn Records, that launched its first collaborative hip-hop album this month titled Uncharted, featuring 14 exciting tracks by a variety of contemporary artists, with the release marking the first of many music ventures for this West Coast record label. And for all the details, visit GwynRecords.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.